Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am your host, John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening right this minute. When you hit follow, leave a review or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and as I like to point out, every single day, it expands our base. May Day, May Day, May Day. There are so many distress calls that need to be sent this morning, and let's begin with the one that it seems to me, in Around the Political World with John Rothman, needs to be understood. In a story in Time magazine, former President Donald Trump told Time magazine that if elected in November, he will deploy U.S. military to detain and deport migrants and permit states to decide whether to prosecute those who violate abortion bans. He did hedge also on the possibility of condemning political violence in the 2024 election. At one point, Mr. Trump told Time that he would be willing to, and I quote directly, to deploy the military as part of an extreme deportation operation. He has said that he will conduct such an operation if elected. He also pointed out that he would be willing to bypass a law that prohibits using U.S. troops against civilians. And this is a direct quote. "Well, these aren't civilians," Mr. Trump said. "There are people who aren't legally in our country. It is an invasion of our country." Mr. Trump also brushed aside questions about political violence in November by suggesting that his victory was inevitable. But when pressed about what might happen should he again lose the election, he did not dismiss the possibility outright, but did not proactively say anything to deter supporters from again reporting it. "I think we're going to win," he said. And then he continued, and I quote, "And if we don't win, you know, it depends if, always depends on the fairness of an election." This is unbelievable. He also reaffirmed his goal to expand his first-term effort to crack down on immigration, with a widespread effort to detain and deport immigrants who cross the border illegally. But he told Time he would be willing to involve both the National Guard and U.S. troops to do it, both at the border and within our own country, though he presented the use of U.S. soldiers as a last resort. He said, and I quote, "I think the National Guard would be able to do that, and if they weren't able to, then I'd use the military." This is astounding. He told Time that his efforts would include giving the police immunity from prosecution, something he has mentioned recently on the campaign trail. Quote, "We have to give the police back the power and respect that they deserve. Now, there will be some mistakes, and there are certainly bad people, and that's a terrible thing." I could go on and on, but I just want you to know the idea that Donald Trump is saying this, and that he's talking about an administrative presidency, a presidency where he would have firm control. It reminds me of The Plot That Failed, a book by my old friend Richard Nathan, Dick Nathan. Dick passed in 2021, but I had the opportunity to interview him on several occasions. He is the one who termed the phrase administrative presidency. Let us be crystal clear. This is a disaster. By the way, Donald Trump also said that he would go after Joe Biden, and that also is a threat to use the federal government for political purposes. I cannot tell you how disturbed, how distressed I am. And everyone should read Time magazine. Read what Donald Trump himself says. And that should be enough to defeat him, I hope. But there is another May Day that needs to be raised, and that is what's happening on college campuses. I listened this morning to Mayor Adams of New York, saying that people have a right to protest, but outside agitators are taking advantage of a very tough situation. And it's true. There is no doubt that outside agitators, well-organized, well-financed, are conducting the demonstrations in large measure that are taking place on campus. The cry today, May Day, is for mass demonstrations across the country. But May Day appeals to a particular group of people. They're well-organized. They are willing to do anything to succeed in terms of their political aims. And the real tragedy is, I listened to the demands today, there was no demand for the release of hostages. The Israelis will indeed pursue every effort to get the hostages out. So will the United States. But there is no doubt in my mind that Israel will also persist in its quest to destroy the infrastructure of a terrorist organization, embedding itself with the civilian population and doing tremendous damage. Let me be crystal clear. Hamas is a terrorist organization. They are committed to the destruction of Israel. And what disturbs me about the so-called pro-Palestinian demonstrations on campuses, there is virtually no comment, no demand for the release of the hostages or the condemnation of the rising tide of Jew hatred that has engulfed the movement on campus and beyond. When I cry May Day on this May Day, I mean there is deep distress. Everything must be done to prevent Donald Trump from ever sitting in the White House again. And everything must be done to release the hostages still held and to make sure that Hamas and radical Islamists do not continue to represent a threat. This is the imperative on this May Day. And that is why we began the broadcast with the traditional May Day alarm. This is something that everyone needs to understand. And one more issue. We are watching today the impact on abortion that is taking place in certain states, but across this country. Let me be clear. Donald Trump's assault on a woman's right to choose must be repudiated. Look at what's going on in Arizona. Today, on this May Day, we must stand united for a woman's right to choose. And let us hope that this May Day broadcast, this podcast, will reach far and wide so that everyone will understand the deep distress that we all must feel. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along. Let me know your thoughts on the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and sharing an episode with a friend or a colleague so we can continue to grow and expand, which is, of course, our goal. Please do send this podcast to all of your friends. Let them know that we are here. I want to point out that you can interact with me on Facebook or LinkedIn. And I want to say a special thank you to the wonderful producer of this podcast, Gogo Zoger. She makes sure that Around the Political World with John Rothman is up and running every single day. Let us hope that tomorrow brings better news and a better time. That's what we all hope, don't we? I'll see you tomorrow, right here on Around the Political World with John Rothman.